In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. What's new about love? Jesus said, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. But I repeat, what's new about love? In the scene portrayed in today's gospel reading from John, Jesus is reclining at table at the Last Supper, and he's surrounded by 11 disciples, the 12th, Judas, having just departed to prepare for his deed of betrayal. And Jesus is telling his disciples that he is with them only a little longer, and that where he is going, they cannot come. Now, Jesus and his disciples were certainly fluent in the Hebrew Scriptures. And is love absent from the Hebrew Scriptures? Of course not. The word love appears more than 100 times in the Hebrew Scriptures. Indeed, in chapter 19 of Leviticus, there is the commandment, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. This sounds an awful lot like the message Jesus has been preaching during his whole ministry. The Gospels of Mark and Matthew quote Jesus as specifically endorsing this commandment from Leviticus, saying that this commandment to love one's neighbors together with the commandment to love God are the greatest commandments, the commandments on which all the law and the prophets hang. Surely, Jesus' disciples had heard this same view from him many times. So, why is Jesus saying to the disciples here at his last meal with them that he's giving them a new commandment? Many over the ages have puzzled to try to figure this out. St. Augustine argued that Jesus in this statement was ordaining a new type of love, which was different from what Augustine called carnal affection. Now, Augustine was not using the term carnal affection in the narrower sense that we often use it today. He used the term broadly to encompass affection in all human relationships. So Augustine thought that Jesus was commanding some sort of spiritual love, a love of one who has died to the world, someone whose thoughts are no longer on the world or of the world. Now I'm going to go out on a theological limb here and have the temerity to challenge Augustine. In fact, I'm going to say that I think Augustine was dead wrong in this. I think Jesus was talking about human relationships, about a love that is manifested in human relationships, about a love that can be seen by others, not just a love that is secretly hidden within one's being. In stating his new commandment, Jesus addresses his disciples as little children. He addresses them in a human way, just as a loving parent would. Jesus is dealing with the human relationship he has with the disciples. He knows what's in store for him, and yet he is focused on what it will mean for the disciples. He's focused on the fact that they will be disconsolate and bereft in the wake of the events he knows are about to unfold. He knows that the disciples will need to support each other with love in order to survive. Then Jesus gives content to the commandment to love. That content, that example, is the love Jesus has shown. Just as I have loved you, you should also love one another, Jesus said. At this point, the disciples would have understood at least a part of what Jesus meant by this. That very night, Jesus had washed their feet and thereby taught a concrete lesson in the giving and receiving of love and service. The disciples had been by Jesus' side through his whole ministry. They had seen how he gave concrete expression to love. And the disciples were about to witness the ultimate expression of Jesus' love. Then they would understand the love commandment even more. This kind of love is not a hidden emotion. It's a light shining before the whole world. This is what Jesus meant when he said, "By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The only way people could know that the disciples had love for one another is through the disciples' outward demonstrations, their actions, not just their inner feelings. As many of you know, I spent 3 decades as a practicing lawyer before I went to seminary. And during those years, I developed friendships with many of my law partners, and I still see some of them from time to time when I return to my former office. While some of my former law partners find what I am doing now to be mildly amusing, one of them is very interested in it and relates to it completely. He is, ironically, not a Christian, but rather an observant Jew. I recently had a conversation with him in which he expressed great interest in certain aspects of Christian theology. In the course of that conversation, he said that Judaism has much less theology than Christianity because Judaism is heavily focused on commanded actions, whereas he thought Christianity was more focused on belief and faith rather than actions. I told him he'd been reading too much Martin Luther, and that the central command of Christianity, the command to love, indeed includes actions. Christians realize that actions affect not only the object of the actions, actions change the actor. There's an aphorism variously phrased that has been attributed to people as disparate as Aristotle, Richard Rohr, and the founder of Alcoholics Anonymous. It goes something like this: you're more likely to act your way into right feeling than to feel your way into right action. I don't know who said it first, but it does seem to contain some wisdom. We grow in love in part by lived actions of love, lived actions that test and stretch the inner emotion. It is, of course, harder, but even more important to act in loving ways toward the unlovely. As C.S. Lewis put it, it's much easier to pray for a bore than to go to visit him. Jesus told his disciples to love one another as he had loved them. He had loved them by washing their feet. He had loved them by recognizing the confusion and grief they were about to suffer and by trying to equip them to deal with that. And Jesus was about to love them, love all of us, with the ultimate action in love. So what's new about love? Why does Jesus call the commandment to love a new commandment? What's new is there's a new model, a new standard. Jesus has shown what he means by love. What's new is that love is the means of demonstrating and actualizing the message, the reality of Christ's life, death, and resurrection. "By this everyone will know you are my disciples if you have love for one another," Jesus said. What's new is that in this commandment to his disciples to love one another, there were the seeds of the new community we call the church, the body of Christ. And what's new is that there's a new source from which to derive the power to love. In truth, the disciples would not be capable of carrying out this commandment without the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit. In truth, all love comes from the presence of God within us. Amen.